coming soon to own on video and DVD.
In a world where one man has seen every movie, there's one woman who's seen hardly any. Together, this unlikely duo must review all the best films she's never seen. Starring Jack Spade as the hero we didn't ask for, and Leanne Foster as the damsel who doesn't know shit. Huntsville Home Video, now playing.
The following movie is rated R.
Welcome, my friends, to another episode of Huntsville Home Video, where immediately Leanne is dying.
I'm sorry. I swallowed that wrong. I swallowed this water wrong.
Back that up. Okay.
I swallowed this water wrong. Excuse me. Sorry.
We are off to a spectacular start. Ugh. Halloween month continues.
This is too large of a load.
I got a trick and a treat.
Woo! Halloween, baby!
Girthy.
Oh, man. I haven't said girthy in a while, actually. What a shamesies.
I think you are the first person in known history to use the words girthy and samesies.
Shamesies? Within the same sentence.
Yeah.
Yeah. Within a few seconds of each other.
Top marks.
You know, that's
welcome,
what I'm used
my
to.
Friends, to Huntsville Home Video. We're going to try this again. Halloween month continues. Here we are. Lily is back. Welcome back. You made it back after Hellraiser. I was worried about you when we parted ways last.
Honestly, I was too.
You just kind of, as we were wrapping up the recording and going our separate ways, you just kind of had that 1,000-yard stare.
Mm-hmm. That far away look in my eye.
I was like, oh, shit. I think we might have done some damage there.
I think it's there. I think I'm just, you know, what we do, using humor to cope.
What are you talking about?
No, I'm fine. They scare me for a little bit, and then it goes away. I'm all right.
Did you, in the last week since we've been away, have you gone back to any Hellraiser anything?
No, but I've thought about it a lot.
Yeah.
And I saw some photo of some dude with like lashes on his face or whatever. I feel like I read up on something and I was like, oh, I kind of want to see this because that looks intriguing. But I don't know why I want to punish myself.
That's fair.
Watching that nonsense.
That's fair. One thing that that came to my thought process after we had parted ways was like, wait a minute, Disney owns Hulu, and Pinhead is now a woman, so that officially makes Pinhead a Disney princess.
So we didn't discuss that because I thought, wait, did we talk about that? And I just traumatically blocked it out. And then I saw what you put up on social media, and I was like, wait, did we talk about this? And then I went, what the fuck is wrong with him? Like, why is he doing this? And I almost texted you, like, take that shit down. Even though it's great. I was just like, I didn't need this smut in my life. I didn't need to think about this part of Hellraiser.
Yeah, forget all that, like, the Little Mermaid is black. Nah, fuck this. We got a trans woman that's a demon. That's a
trans
Disney princess.
She's fluid, I think. I think it's fluid.
I'm
she
sorry.
Can be either or.
Oh, okay.
It's like water.
It's like water.
It's like that water.
Water.
It just goes where it goes.
Regardless, when are we going to get that ride at Disney World?
Oh, no. They got to revamp Splash Mountain.
I mean,
it's very racist in there. I'm like, why did they just change the voice for all these years? Why didn't they just put in a new recording?
That'd be too easy.
But you could make that like a River of Blood.
Yeah.
Mm. Damn, that would be awful.
Mm-hmm.
That would be so terrible.
And then right at the end, we have such souvenirs to show you. Because you always got to exit through the gift shop.
Oh, they get you every time.
Daddy, I want a Pinhead princess. I want to be a Pinhead princess.
No, you can't. Is that because she's fluid? Do you have a problem because shit's fluid?
What do you hate more, the gender fluid Pinhead princess or the Black Little Mermaid? Well, the Black Little Mermaid, obviously. Okay, clearly, yes. I should have known.
put your red cap back on. You're off the ride.
God, the you know, the more we talk about horror movies in the month of October, the more I realize that the real horror story is man. Humanity.
It's true.
Gross.
We're always the real monsters. That's what Scooby-Doo said. It's always a real human being under the mask.
Even Scooby-Doo now is like getting that shit.
Oh my God. Thank God. We know what Velma is.
Right.
And
Shaggy's not in it, apparently. Like, Shaggy has been taken out and replaced by like a not white dude.
Excuse me?
Oh, here we go.
We got rid of Shaggy?
I think so.
That's my boy.
Right? That's everyone's boy.
How are you getting rid of Shaggy? He's like the best friend.
Shags and Scoobs, that is like that. The only duo that's better is Jack and Leanne.
Well, true. Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know. We can't compete with a dog.
No.
No.
100%.
Are you kidding? Why don't they get the fuck rid of Fred? He's like the ultimate white dude.
Yeah, Fred ain't shit.
Fucking Fred.
Fred's a date rapist. You know this.
I guarantee you. I guarantee you he did some shit to fucking what's her face.
All of them.
Yeah. Yeah. Daphne didn't just get lost.
No.
Like by accident or whatever. No, that was all part of Fred's plan.
She was confused because she was roofied.
Right.
Yeah.
It's called date rape.
Mm-hmm. Fred hanging out with Bill Cosby. Visiting him in prison.
Giving her one of them hot Cosbys.
Mm-hmm. God bless.
We're here to talk about a movie.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
But right. I'm really pissed about Shaggy. He was my boy.
Like, I could be wrong about that. They could have added, like, you know,
you could be.
His cousin or whatever. But like, I've seen artwork of this character.
His cousin.
And yeah, like, whatever. I don't care. Also, might be a hot take. Mindy Kaling, who's doing the movie, I don't find her funny at all.
I appreciate her because of The Office, and that's it.
Okay.
Her character wasn't that great on the show, but she did do some great writing for the show, apparently. Or at least she was part of the staff of writers.
All right.
That's what I give her. Other than that, I don't care.
Yeah. Also, I don't care about anyone on Scooby-Doo other than Shags and Scooby. As long as those two are there, you can do whatever the fuck you want with the rest of them.
Well, look, they did Matthew Lillard dirty, you know?
100%.
They did. They totally did. I mean, he became Shaggy.
Yeah.
You know? Like, and then you do that to him that way?
Mm-mm.
Mm.
Don't like it.
I'm very sad at what's happened to our classic children's cartoons.
And I mean, I could have told you years ago that Velma liked the ladies because, I mean, that's what happens in all those porn parodies that I like so much. The Scooby-Doo porn parody is a really good one.
I mean, that makes sense, though. I mean, yeah. That checks.
Yeah.
I feel like.
I like that one better than
whatever. I don't care.
Yeah, I like that one better than the Munsters porn parody. That one just got weird. yeah, that's a thing.
I'm standing. Do I take a step and ask, or do I just stay where I'm at? Is what I want to know. What should I should do?
You want to know where I got it?
Like,
I'll tell you where I got it. It was a giveaway during Halloween at the strip club.
Makes sense.
I want it fair and square.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Good for you.
Yeah.
What got weird about it?
I mean, they're in like full makeup. Mm. Like head to toe.
Yeah, no.
Like that grayscale makeup fucking. And it was a little odd. I was like, okay, I mean, like I'm kind of into it.
Oh no.
But also no. It's kind of weird.
I don't need that.
That's why I like the Scooby-Doo one way better.
Right.
And to if that thought is running around your head, no, there was no dog.
I was about to say, there's no dog
there's
fucking
no
in
dog
there.
Play.
We don't know.
No dog play. No. But
don't call it dog play. I don't know why that was more atrocious than me going dog fucking, but it was dog play.
We were here to talk about a movie.
Are we here to talk about a movie?
I think we are here on.
Can we watch a movie?
A horror month, celebrating the month of Halloween, talking about some creepy flicks.
Our favorite time of the year.
So far, for those of you playing at home. We have had American Werewolf in London.
No prize for you, though.
Which you loved.
Love it.
We also did...
Hellraiser.
Which we did last week.
Yes.
Which you kind of liked.
I appreciate how much it scares the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's fine.
It's fine.
It will work.
I think that was the overall consensus between the two of us.
Yeah.
Was that it was just fine.
Yeah.
And then I suggested a movie, which I was a big fan of for this week, which I then later realized, I'm like, oh, fuck, there's a lot of people on chains in this one, too. But we'll get to that later. We're talking about Overlord today, a movie that, whoa, Jesus.
I'm so sorry. I should edit this out. I'm sorry. What's happening to me? I drank a whole gallon today. This gallon's gone, and it's this last coffee cup that's going to murder me the fucking death.
Having a hard time choking down those last couple swallows.
It's always the last ones that get you.
Yeah.
Just when you think it's done.
That's what they say. Comes back to get you.
Hey! Anyway, Girth.
Okay. Girth. You need to interject that word randomly in conversations now. Like just a random exclamation point somewhere.
I love that now I am tied to the word girth.
Yeah.
I love it.
Even try to subliminally throw it in like, oh, hey, you heard that new Girth Brooks album?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Did you say Girth Brooks? No, I said Garth Brooks. Oh. I'm pretty sure you said Girth Brooks. No.
Why would I say Girth Brooks? That doesn't even make sense.
I see. Now you've thrown it in again.
Mm-hmm.
Just like right out in front of
exactly.
them.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. I got to describe something as girthy on the air that's not.
Oh, my God, yes.
I will make it work, and I will send you the air check, my friend.
So not only that, but you also got these, like, horned-up cubicle bitches that listen to your show.
Oh, they're all.
Number one rated show, by the way.
Hey!
Mother of the Midday, ladies and gentlemen.
We literally had this conversation. It's the only reason why I'm that way is because Jack has given me all the ideas.
Not true. 100% not true. And even if I did, you have the talent to make them better.
Oh, Jack.
You, my friend, the true mother of the midday.
Mm.
But you, when you are speaking to all those cubicle dames and you say, like, just subtly throw in the word girthy, maybe even put a different inflection on it,
mm-hmm.
man, you're going to make office workers just gooey.
Yeah. We're going to get some tingles.
You are going to get some tingles.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm sorry, boss. I got to take a 15-minute break.
I don't.
Every day around 10:15,
there's a mass exodus.
Just everyone's going to the bathroom. What in the finger blasting fuck is going on around here?
This is a girthy problem we need to solve. This problem we have has got a lot of girth.
Hey, everybody. Happy Taco Tuesday. Hope those soft shells are a little girthy for you. A lot of filling in there. Those are the best tacos.
Stuff to the brim.
Maybe a little extra sour cream in those girthy tacos.
I'm trying to figure out how to use sour cream.
I'm out.
No, don't do the sound. Oh, shit.
We are here to talk about a movie today, aren't we?
How long have we been here?
Far too long. Like, Baker's Dozen is now down to like six.
They're just talking about like dicks and shit.
Jack and Leanne on that unfocused tip today. I'm
it's
out.
Like, it's just like girth, brr, girth, brr, sour cream. Brr. They're just rewinding to find the part where we start talking about the movie.
Oh, my God. Well, let's start talking about it. Let's get into Overlord, a movie. I don't know what year this came out. I don't fact check. It was a few years ago.
2018? That sounds about right. 2019?
It was pre-pandemic.
Perhaps. I don't know. My phone's frozen. What the fuck does this mean?
A movie that I did see in theaters, which initially I went into, I was intrigued by the trailer. I lost interest once it said produced by J.J. Abrams.
Oh, I did notice that at the end.
Yeah, but it didn't say directed by. So I figured he just saw this amazing movie and was like, I'll ride on this fucker's coattails. Because I think J.J. Abrams kind of an overrated hack.
Ooh.
Maybe that's a hot take.
Wait a minute. Isn't he Guardians guy?
No, that's James Gunn.
Oh, never.
J.J. Abrams is...
I don't know what's going on.
J.J. Abrams is the Rise of Skywalker.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a whole mess.
Mm-hmm.
That was a mess. Yeah, Didn't he do the first one and the last one?
Yep. And then he did Lost, and he's done... To his credit, he did do the rebooted Star Trek movies, like the new Star Trek movies with like Chris Pine in them. And those were actually pretty decent because they were basically Star Wars movies. And then he got Star Wars and he turned it into shit. That's right. I said it. Rise of Skywalker, one of the worst movies of all time.
Which one is that one?
That's the last one.
Mm. Yeah.
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 That wasn't good.
We were cheated.
We were cheated out of a good...
I got cheated out of Star Wars and dinosaurs, you know? Two of the things that mean something to me.
Right. Motherfuckers. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, when I saw his name on the producing credits on this, I kind of went in with super low expectations.
Sure.
But I still wanted to see it, because like I said, the trailer... you put together a good-looking fucking trailer, I'm Inski. I am Soda Pop Inski. And that's exactly what I was on this one, and I just happened to be around a theater... that was creeping up on a showtime, and I'm just like, let's fucking make this happen.
I feel like you skulk around theaters all the time.
I do not. In fact, what I learned about myself during the pandemic was I would much rather stream that shit at home. Like 9 times out of 10, okay. I would rather stream a movie at home.
Well, it's less expensive.
I don't even care about the expense part. The only movies I want to see in theaters anymore are the big blockbuster Marvel flicks.
Right.
I would, you know, Top Gun Maverick, which I still, I realize I'm not American because I haven't seen this movie yet.
Oh my God, me neither.
But I, you know what? I'm like, everyone's like, you got to see it in the theater with the best surround sound and the IMAX and the thing. Because I saw...
that would be cool, though.
They showed a five-minute dogfight scene from the movie in IMAX when I went to go see Doctor Strange, and I'm like, holy shit, that's fucking rad. Still never saw it in theaters. I'm like, it'll be streaming in a couple weeks. I'll check it out then.
Right.
Because I hate people. Unless you are cheering for Avengers beating the shit out of comic book villains. And then I'm like, okay, we're all on the same page for these 2 hours.
Well, I feel like we don't have to stand in line for the movie theater like we used to back in the day. So it's I can avoid people going to the movie theater by myself.
Yeah.
So.
But regardless, but yeah, I don't spend time skulking around a theater like you claim.
I didn't claim it. I just felt like
you
maybe
felt like that was the jam.
And even at one point, you didn't.
No.
No. Okay.
No, not really. All like right. I would.
Where did you skulk? What was your preference in
like
skulking?
Like comic book stores.
That makes okay. Yeah. That makes better sense.
Yeah, I'd loom around there and
loom,
see what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
But no, this one I remember seeing at the theater we have in Huntsville here on Bridge Street, which is a fun little entertainment district. That's where we saw Elvis. You can check out a review of that over at HuntsvilleHomeVideo.com. Ding.
I forget it's coming every time. As soon as I get used to it, I forget about it again.
But yeah, that's where I saw Overlord, not in a packed theater. The movie didn't do like super hot at the box office. It did okay. So not a lot of people around. I'm like, this is perfect. This is exactly what I like. Just kick back. They got those reclining seats.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, I was blown away by this fucking movie. It delivered the goods. I fucking... thoroughly impressed. I took to my social media afterwards to let people know.
Of course, you gotta let the people know
how impressed I was.
Because they're waiting.
I mean, sometimes. Sometimes.
They're like, I wonder if Jack Spade has anything to say about this movie.
Out of like the, I don't know, 1,000+ people I'm friends with on Facebook, I think 5 of them actually give a shit about what I think about movies. That's why... this podcast isn't about what I think about movies. It's about what you think of movies, because you've never seen these movies. Mm-hmm. So today we introduced you to what I consider to be an underrated gem of a good, creepy, gory, gooey flick. So, Leanne Foster, what did you think about Overlord?
Well, let me tell you.
Tell me.
So we're recording this early this week, right? Earlier than we normally would. And I forgot about it, even though I'm the one who said, hey, I got to record on this day. So I forgot about it last night as I lay down my little head to go to sleep or lay there for hours staring into the abyss. I was like, oh, fuck, I didn't watch that damn movie. Son of a bitch. So I woke up this morning at 5:30 a.m. because I have a lot of work to do because I'm going out of town. So and I was like, OK, I'm going to watch half of it now and then I'll take like a lunch break and watch the other half of it and I'll be good to go for today. I couldn't stop because it's that fucking good.
Yeah.
Yes! I literally got to halfway and I was like, Nope. I was like, fuck it. Fuck work. I am in.
Boop, boop, doop, boop, doop, boop, doop. I'm not coming in today, boss. It's an overlord day. Fuck off. Bam.
Suck my girth. It's a fucking jam. First of all, I love the era. I love how it looks. There are scenes in there that are so full of damn good action. You're like, holy shit, it's a good story. You put a Nazi in, I have attention. I'm like, oh shit, those are scary motherfuckers. Like, it was good. Super underrated. Because I'd never heard of it before.
That's what I'm saying.
Super underrated. There's nothing cheesy about it. Mm-mm. It's just a fantastic action film and something that literally I'm watching and going, this seems real. Yeah. Like, this seems like this happened back in the day. Right? I could see some Nazis doing this shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This was me in the movie theater watching that. Because I don't know about you, but I have very vivid memories of certain movies. Like, I'll always think of, like, whenever I'm watching a movie, if I revisit it, I'll think, oh, this is what happened the first time I saw that. This is, like, I remembered this. Like, these little triggered memories or whatever. I remember the first 10 minutes of this movie. Mm-hmm. Me just, like, kicked back in the recliner. I got my snacks. I got my soda pop. I was like, all right, let's get this thing going here. It's like, oh, we're not wasting any goddamn time. And then next thing you know, and as we'll get into this, this airplane that they're in is under fire. And that is like, I'm like, oh shit, I put the seat up. I am literally on the edge of my seat. Like, here we fucking go.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I sat back for more than like 5 minutes.
Don't blame you.
Cause it was the whole movie, like the pacing is great.
Mm-hmm.
The mystery is great. Like what leads up to, you know, where we get into the real gooey meat of it is great. I left this movie thinking this is like, this did for Nazi zombies what From Dusk Till Dawn did for vampires.
Okay, that's legit.
Because it's basically that movie. Like, if you didn't tell anyone what they were getting into, for literally the first 45 minutes of this movie, you just think you're watching a World War II epic.
Right, you're not really sure what you're about to find at this.
And then you turn around a corner and you get slapped in the face with zombie dicks.
I didn't see any zombie dick, but I saw some heads and some spines, and that was fucking amazing.
Right.
Oh, and some goopy. You know what I appreciate? The look of the serum. It's not fun looking at all. It's gross.
It's like, remember last year when we were doing Hell Comes to Huntsville, we were talking about Reanimator.
Yeah.
Check it out at HuntsvilleHomeVideo.com. Ding. It had that bright green.
It looked like a serum that would fuck you up. Yeah. Either that or like a glowy blue or a green. Like, that's what I expect. This was just gross red orange.
Yeah.
Looked
like reprocessed viscera.
Yes, that's exactly what it was. Like, Jeffrey Dahmer would have fucked it, you know?
Yeah. He just wanted to take pictures.
I had these pork chops. It went bad.
It's pretty good.
Dude, I've said pork chaps. I don't know how many times.
Hey, welcome to Longhorn Steakhouse. What will the lady be having tonight? Oh, I think I'll be having the pork chaps.
I had some meat that went bad. I love pork chaps. I forgot to plug in my freezer and the meat went bad.
Tell me how much you love Overlord like that.
No, I can't. I can only say specific phrases. I can't get out of character.
Dang, I thought the movie was real goopy.
I like that.
God damn it.
When they open up the door and the torso is laying there, I liked it. It was shiny and I just, something came over me. It was an impulse. I don't know why. My dad was a good guy, but I just wanted it, so I took it.
What? Whew! That's too good.
Thank you. Oh, man. Yeah, I've watched that a lot.
Apparently. God damn, Hellraiser, Dahmer, and now Overlord.
There's a lot of stuff going on. But like Dahmer doesn't bother me at all. Like I literally started it again while I was working the other day. I was like, let's put on some Dahmer. I'm like, oh. I had to turn it off because I got so enthralled in it again.
Here's a fun Dahmer side story for you.
Yeah.
So in my day job, the gal that sits across from me is like 22, mm-hmm. and she started watching it. She was fascinated by it. And so she watched it all this weekend, came back to work today, and we were talking about that a little bit. And I was like, yeah, you know, like in the show, they don't really go over too much like how he actually died in prison. I mean, you see the guy beat him to death with a dumbbell, but that didn't actually happen.
He beat
him to death with a mop handle and then shoved it up his ass. Mm. And she's like, oh my God, really? I'm like, yeah, that was like, that made the news and stuff. Like that was like when it happened. And she's like, is that something you know? Like that you have, like that you read about or retained? I'm like, no, because I was like your age when that shit happened, you know? And she's like, she's putting it together in her head and she's like, you're not that old. I'm like, yeah, I'm like 43. She's like, well, that shit happened in the 70s, didn't it? I'm like, nah, fam. That
91.
Happened in like, yeah, 90. Yeah, like 95, I think, is when he died, or 96.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And
he got caught in 91, I think.
Yeah, but she's just like, oh, what the hell happened in the 70s? I'm like, you literally just watched it. Their dates were all over it.
Okay, this is a testament as to why we need to stop with the new fucking math, okay? Because obviously they can't put shit together.
That Common Core.
They can't. That Common Core shit. Like, fucking,
yeah.
Fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that I was talking about it with my mom, and she was like, yeah, I, you know, didn't they do something with acid? And I was like, yeah, they poured the acid in the brain because he was trying to make zombies. She was like, yeah, I remember watching that. And then I was like, not that I didn't know she was alive when that happened, but it finally dawned on me that she literally watched it happen.
Right.
Like she was around when it happened. Like, that's wild.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Anyways.
Anyway, Overlord. Dammer. Dammer. Oh, I guess pork chaps.
I like meat. Pork chaps went bad.
I might rant. Like, if you ever see your phone go off and it's just me calling you,
mm-hmm. I'll know what you want.
I was like, give me some Dahmer.
Mm-hmm. I'll just answer.
Don't even answer the phone. Like, hey, what's up, Jack? Is everything okay? Just be like, hey, yeah, I'm at Publix now getting some pork chaps. I might get a blueberry reduction there. Yeah,
a blueberry reduction. Blueberries for a long time.
And there is a precedent for that too. Like I do have friends that do really good impersonations of like random things.
Mm-hmm.
One of my buddies and a listener of the podcast, shout out to you, Novak. One day I was in Minneapolis with a bunch of friends and I don't know how it came up, but like Star Wars came up and then I'm like, oh, you know what? I got a buddy that does a fucking amazing Chewbacca impression. Hang on. Do, 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 do. Hey, Novak, hit me up with some Chewy. And then just hangs up the phone. So, like, imagine that from the other end of it. He's on the couch with his girlfriend just watching a movie. He's like, hey, what's up? And then just hangs up the phone.
It's amazing.
Fucking money.
If you can't run with it, then just you don't need to be here.
Yeah.
Because that's just the way things need to operate.
So now what I hope is that when I call you up and I want some Dahmer, you're on like a Tinder date and you're and you're like, yeah, anyway, so we're going to go back to my place. You know, I'm going to make you stay in the corner with your dick out. That's just the way I like it. You know, oh, hang on a second. Yeah, I'm in the middle of a pork chop. What's going on there? Okay. All right. Okay. Goodbye. I'm going to take it because I want it. And then as I hang up the phone and this dude's going to be in for a wild fucking night.
Yeah, I've already got him in the corner.
We're and about
to
turn
on.
I told
him to take his dick out. He's.
I told you. We're just going to watch Overlord and then you can go.
You're just going to take your dick out. I'm going to take some pictures and then you can go. You see my contacts? If they're scary, I'll take them out.
God damn it. Overlord was a banger, though.
Overlord was a damn banger. Fantastic movie.
Hell.
Loved it.
Hell yeah.
Such good cinematography in this. Like, you're talking about with the plane.
Yeah.
Like, and there is one point, I don't think it was there, but, and it also could have been my hip, but, like, there was some point where I just sat up and I was just, like, with the laptop, like, into the TV. Like, oh, God, what's going to happen? It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, this was super good. And much like From Dusk Till Dawn, I would have been okay if it was just, you know, like in From Dusk Till Dawn, I want to see what happens without the vampires, you know, like the story of like Seth and Richie and the family that they kidnapped. I'd watch what happens to these World War II platoons, you know, it's, like, it's fucking great. But then you throw in some fucking goopy Nazi zombies. Oh, shit. I'm fucking in.
And the rules of it, like the way we're getting the serum, like you find out how they're refining it and all this shit. Yeah. And it's like, oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah. It's
a
jam.
And, you know, if you know anything, you know, kind of about that era, like Hitler specifically and just kind of the wackadoo shit he was into, like the stuff that they don't really talk about, you know, like he was super into like occult type stuff and all this like random, you know, things like that. So to have that as like a backstory to what we have going on here, you're like, oh shit.
That's why I'm like, this seems believable. If you were to tell me this is what happened, I'd be like, yeah, this happened.
I can see them trying to believe this based on true events.
Right.
Overlord.
If any ruler on earth was going to make a thousand, like a zombies for their army,
yeah,
it's fucking Hitler.
Right. Like a legit thousand year Reich. Like, that's how they do it.
That's 100% the cause.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We talked, you know, last year during Hell Comes to Huntsville about Grindhouse, you know, Planet Terror, and you know, Death Proof was in there as well. This to me has a grindhousey feel with a grand budget.
Yeah, there's something about the colors and things that stand out in some of it that do feel like it is a grindhousey kind of movie.
Yeah.
But it's like been polished.
Right.
It's on better film.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's kind of shot in that way.
Yeah, it has that feel. It has that vibe. But it just does look more.
It's just a little more gritty in how you feel when you're watching it.
Yeah. I'm so glad you like this. In fact, this is one of those movies that I will go out of my way to defend. If someone's like, give me something I may have not seen. I'm like, you ever seen Overlord? I'm like, watch it.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, watch it.
No, it's super good.
Like, I can't think of a single person that I've recommended it to that hasn't enjoyed it.
Like I tell you, I could not stop. I was like, I have got to follow where this movie is going. I got to watch the end of it.
Right.
Yeah.
And
you've done good, kid.
Not thanks. Not gonna lie. Thought for a second that if you didn't like it, it was going to be because as we've talked about, you go into these movies as blind as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't preface it other than there's going to be fucking zombie Nazis and they don't show up until like almost an hour in.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was going to be like, oh, is Leanne not going to like the when the fuck does this get going? I thought you were going to be like that for a second, but no.
I feel like them, like you said, I could have watched a movie of just them because that whole sequence in the plane and the bombs going off in the plane, you're on such an adrenaline rush with them that like I'm invested immediately.
When that happens, and we'll get into it here in a second, but that opening scene with where they're you know parachuting out of this plane that's on fucking fire, shot so frantically and so close up, you know, like a lot of those World War II type movies put that kind of focus on the action to really make you feel nervous for these dudes.
I was falling with him out of the plane.
Yeah.
Like we dove with him out of the plane and we were trying to figure out where the goddamn parachute was. You know what I mean? And when to take it out. Oh, is something going to shoot through it? Oh, now we're in the water. Like we went through all of that with him
because
we were so close on him for that whole thing.
And that happens in the first 10 minutes of this movie.
Exactly. That's why I was just invested immediately.
Yeah, that's called an attention grabber.
That's called a movie.
that's what you need to do in a movie. None of this like 40 minutes of exposition. Let's spend 10 minutes to get to know this character. Five for this one. Let's just throw them in the middle of the shit.
But we got to know our people in the plane very well. Their soldiers and how they interacted with each other, you learned everybody.
Yep.
I was thinking about, like, not that it's on the same scale, but, like, in the diner scene in Reservoir Dogs. Like, you get to know them with how they're going back with origin. That's all we needed right there.
Uh-huh.
We got to know everybody. We're invested in everybody. We know their roles. It was perfect. Perfect amount of time.
Well, let's see where these characters take us.
Ah.
And let's get into the gooey bits of Overlord.
Well, my first note here is fuck Germany, bitch. Which, not fuck Germany, just fuck them Nazi bitches.
Yeah.
That's, I clarified in the second note of fuck them Nazi bitches.
Goddamn fascists.
Whatever you are. I still don't know a fascist from a whatever, but y'all, fuck you. We got planes, and it's the day before D-Day, and we got planes and ships heading out to kill these Nazi bastards.
Yeah, get them.
Because fuck them. And we're on this plane with a group of guys. Oh, and I was like, I'm immediately over that loudmouth piece of shit. But then at the end, he like wins me, like yeah. He wins you over,
yep,
right?
He does.
But at first, I'm like, fuck this guy. Because there's always one. There's always the loudmouth asshole with an accent.
That was the first one. I was like, I can't wait to see your head get blown apart.
I was like, I'm ready for you to die. And I was like, I bet you won't, but I'm ready for you to die. So their target is a radio jamming tower, which is on the top of a church in France. And why did they put it there? Because Nazis are rotten sons of bitches. And then, I love my note, the shelling commences.
The shelling.
And I put here, I was like, it's gorgeous. It's an amazing scene. Seeing that plane and all that smoke and the clouds and just the bombs going off around them. And then now we get the engine shot. There's bullets going in through the plane. It's getting our guys in the plane.
And when those first couple rounds come up through the bottom of the plane, and like one of the dudes just literally splatters.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like he gets hit with a 50 cal and there's just a ball of goo. I'm like, this is how we're doing it. All right.
Exactly.
Let's fucking go.
Grab you immediately. So we have to now drop out of this plane. While it's on fucking fire, like it's now fire is chasing them as they're trying to get out of this plane. And like I said before, we follow Boyce is what they call him.
Yep.
We follow him down. He lands in the water and on the ground. Eventually he and Corporal Ford, right?
Yes.
They link up. Corporal Ford is Wyatt Russell. He's like he's the quintessential seasoned soldier, right? You know?
So here's what's super funny about that. Like watching as the movie progresses, a thought popped into my head and I was like, you know, you'd make like a good dickhead Captain America. Like if Captain America was a dick, you'd pull that off well. Fast forward a couple years, he's a dickhead Captain America.
That's right.
He's in Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Right. He plays, who eventually becomes U.S. Agent, who is like a dickhead Captain America.
I'm sorry, they call him U.S. Agent?
They sure do.
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't know why I don't like that, but I don't. Now, if I'd have come up with it, I would have liked it. But I think
the fact that a comic book writer did it, I don't like it.
But now that it's in my face, I'm like, you could do better.
Yeah.
U.S. Agent.
And he pulled that off so fucking well.
Because he had proper training.
Yeah.
Yeah. In 2018, he had proper training.
Yep. He said, how do I prepare for this role? I'm just going to play the dude from Overlord, but just turn up the douchey a little bit.
Damn. That's great. So they link up. We find a few more men, including the loudmouth motherfucker, because of course we do. So they're having to make their way through. And we are having a nice moment. One's talking about how he's going to write a book and talk about stories that happened amongst this group of guys. And then violently a landmine takes him out. Holy shit. Did you not just,
Well, and again, watching that for the first time in theaters, you're already hooked.
Yeah.
At the plane. So you're like, okay, now we're out of the plane. Now we're going to slow it down. We're going to get, you know, we're going to get where we need to go. No, we're still blowing motherfuckers up.
And then I'm like, oh yeah, war.
Oh yeah, war.
I'm like, oh yeah, they use those things. Shit. But you forget about it. You think, oh, the shelling has stopped. We're fine.
I'm sure our troops in Afghanistan after a firefight and things have calmed down and it starts up again. You're like, oh, yeah, war. That was so fucking good.
I don't mean that to be insensitive. I'm talking about watching the movie. Oh, yeah, war. Pow. Oh.
Oh, man.
Anyway, so it comes out of nowhere. Oh, and I put here, I was like, it comes out of nowhere, which is how those things usually go. So we get to the tree line and we find a mangled dead body that we cannot identify. It is mangled in such a way. It's like, is it a human? Is it an animal? We don't know what the fuck this is. So that's a little bit of foreboding, right? Like, oh my. And they think it might be a jackal until they're interrupted by a woman just walking through the woods. She didn't get the realization of, oh, yeah, war. She's just out in the woods. So she's French. She hates the Nazis. So they realize they have an ally with her, and they have her lead them into the town and to their target. So she takes our boys to hide in her home where she lives with her young brother and her sick aunt. And that intense wheezing, I did have a Cenobite flashback just a tad.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was pretty gnarly. It was pretty good in this movie. So we get hit up in the attic, and they can't stay there for long because the Nazis patrol at night and they execute people in the streets.
Just cold-blooded fish. I'm just pop.
Drag them out. Pop, pop. They're gone. That's it.
Yeah. Public Damn. Execution, middle of the streets.
Yeah.
No quarter, no mercy, no nothing. Just like, bam, bullet right. in the head.
Like, that checks. That yep. sounds like Nazis.
Sounds like some Nazi bullshit.
Right. And we're vastly outnumbered. We're like at 10 to 1 with our guys, right? So two of our guys, I believe we have four here, right here, right? I believe we have four guys right now.
Yes.
We get a fifth one later. So two of our guys go to the rendezvous point to see if any more of our boys survive. And Boyce and Corporal Ford stay. Boyce finds the sick aunt, who hasn't spoken since she got back from the church, their target. And she all fucked up like some Hills Have Eyes shit.
That was a good little, whoa, what the fuck is that?
Yeah. Good little glimpse of mm-hmm. what we're going to get. Like we ease into it very well. We get the little stepping stones to and the big.
It also is framed in one of my, like, even though it's a cliche thing, it is one of my favorite jump scares. It's like, you're looking where you hear the noise, mm-hmm. and then you look away because you hear something else, and then you turn back around, and there's the aunt. It's like, oh, what the mm-hmm. fuck?
And it's always, like, either in the door frame, like it is this one, or it's, like, in the peephole, or it's, like, whatever. It's just always that way, and it's so good.
Yeah, and no matter how cliche it is, no matter how many times they do it, you know it's coming. You're never ready for it.
Get you every time.
It's like, ah, God, no, you motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
okay.
Yep, it's super good. So the Nazi soldiers come in to inspect the home. And, oh, I put here my notes. I'm speaking to you. Can I say this? Because I'm gonna. This is what I say.
Okay. Floor is yours.
Nazis are the worst. And I kind of maybe mentioned this at the beginning. And they're the coolest looking villains ever. Just because of their uniforms
yeah.
and how they are, the stoicness of that character and how it's portrayed and those soldiers, like there is something so jolting about them. And it's like these people existed and they did this shit and they were humans. They're not monsters. I mean, they're humans. And this happened. And there's something about just that and the history of it and just how they look and their uniforms and everything. It's just like, God damn.
Homeboy coming in with his slick back blonde hair, his blue eyes.
You like couldn't write them better.
Yeah, right?
You couldn't write them or illustrate them better
yeah.
than they did themselves.
Which makes you wonder how Hollywooded up are Nazis. Like, obviously, we've seen pictures of them. We mm-hmm. you know, but like if this were an actual thing that transpired back in, 1941 or whatever, would Homeboy come in, his hair would be out of place. It wouldn't be all like fucking combed and stuff. His suit would look a little rattier, you know, like
right.
shit like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, Homeboy comes in looking pristine.
Pristine. Oh, man. I mean, he looked like what I would imagine.
Yeah.
That would be, right?
Also, this dude kind of, to me, a hybrid of Michael Shannon and Hugo Weaving.
100%.
Right?
Because I kept thinking, where do I know this guy?
Yeah.
And it's because he's two different people.
Yep. He's either Hugo Weaving playing Michael Shannon mm-hmm. or vice versa.
Uh-huh. 100%. That's exactly who this guy is.
Yep.
Yep. So they go to the house, and I think at first they're there for volunteers for the doctor, but they're going to take the brother. They walk up there. Soldier, oh, that was intense. He like walks up to the attic where the kid is.
Yeah.
And the soldiers, our boys are just sitting there, but he doesn't go all the way. He doesn't inspect. I'm like, you're not a thorough soldier.
Nah.
You deserve to die, you Nazi bastard.
And then he spits on the kid's baseball.
He spits on
like
his baseball. What a fucker.
Mm-hmm.
So to spare the brother, she needs to sleep with the Nazi commander or whatever his rank is. He's the guy in charge. And, oh, and I put here, she has to sleep with him, you know, rape. So, I'm apparently tickle myself at 5:30 in the morning. So while this is happening, Ford is of the opinion of we can't make any more trouble for ourselves. We just have to be quiet and we just have to let things happen as they do. Boyce can't take it. So he goes and I love that shot of him, like the commander, like assaulting her. And then just that fucking barrel goes into the back of his head. Yeah. It's so good. And then Ford comes down, just headbutts the motherfucker. Like, headbutt is such a move I don't understand. I'm like, how do you do that and not die? I don't understand.
Like, number one, that is the most dudely shit you can do.
100%.
You can throw the most awesome roundhouse kick.
Yeah.
The most devastating haymaker. Cool. Great. One single headbutt. That's a bad motherfucker.
That's
right
a bad
there.
Motherfucker. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anytime there's a headbutt, I'm like, that is a serious son of a bitch.
This was me in the movie theater when that happened. A fucking dude comes down, hits him with that headbutt. America! Fuck yeah.
Fuck girl.
Because, yeah, that's how an American makes an entrance. I'm just going to headbutt this motherfucker.
I like it. I like it. Badass motherfucker. So now because of that, though, Ford, isn't it Ford?
Mm-hmm.
He needs to point out that now this mission's a mess.
Yep.
We've deviated from the script. So Boyce is sent to collect the other two soldiers who went to the rendezvous point. The rendezvous point, right? So he goes...
How would Jeffrey Dahmer say rendezvous?
Well, I found him at the bar and asked to rendezvous. Rendezvous? I don't know. Rendezvous or something like that.
We'll work on that.
We'll work on that one. I don't have a bit for that one. We'll figure it out. I'll work on it. So he goes to the church that has the tower, right? And they are just shipping out these wheezing bodies that we encountered at the house. And they're lighting them on fire with blowtorches. Like intense shit. So eventually he gets spotted by a dog. Them German shepherds.
Love dogs. Don't like a German shepherd.
You don't like a German shepherd?
I don't like a German shepherd.
They're not a dog to me that has a good personality.
Right?
They're just, which we had a German shepherd. She was just very protective mm-hmm. of who she was protective of, but she wasn't like a fun dog. She didn't have like a fun personality like our lab did or whatever. You know what
Barked
I mean?
At a lot of the Jewish neighbors.
Are you kidding me? We don't have any in our neighborhood. We kicked them out a long time ago.
There it is.
We Kanye West them motherfuckers.
Ooh, topical. Here on Huntsville Home Video.
What's going on with him?
Fucking.
What's happening?
Don't.
Somebody needs to just Dexter him right in the throat. Just like give him a serum and just knock him out.
Right.
You know?
Like if I was that mentally ill, I would hope you would be like,
oh, I'd have stopped you a long time ago.
We need to get,
I'd have been like, we need to regroup, buddy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get you some help.
Yes.
We need it. First off, we're taking away Twitter.
Mm-hmm. There are times, though, where he will say something and I'm like, well, he's not wrong on that. And then he just completely railroads it by the most insane shit.
Right. Yeah.
He's got a documentary out. Did you know that?
I did not.
It came out today and it's him playing an avatar for like, I don't know. I could only watch like a minute and a half of it. And I went, you know what? Fuck this shit. I don't even care. You're wearing rubber boots and calling it fashion. I need it to stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Overlord.
Overlord. I'm sorry. I went on a Kanye rant. My B. So he's spotted by a dog. He runs, climbs into a truck that is headed to the church. It is full of dead bodies. And it goes in. And I went like, put on one of their uniforms. Put on a Nazi uniform. And then I was like, oh, yeah. He's the wrong color for that army.
Yep, yep. Boyce is...
Boyce is not one of them.
Nah.
He would not have been recruited.
Nope.
Nope. They're not allowed in the country, I don't think. Like, I was like, that doesn't help him at all. I'm just like, how does he do white face? What does he do?
Oh, God. Just peel the skins off of one and just put it on.
Where is face? Just fix you a pork chop. Just peel the face off.
Made you
sandwich. Or around the hairline. Eat it. Eat it. So he gets in the church. He comes across the lab. Whoa. And the wheezing and the moaning and the screaming and pain. It's intense. And they're like behind these like cells. They're like in their own little cells or whatever. And it is, and there's nothing like more menacing than like a Nazi doctor or scientist.
Oh, yeah.
They are the craziest, creepiest motherfuckers. They all look the same. They have the same glasses. They have the same white with that rubber apron or whatever the fuck. And it's like, oh my God, you've been in so many bodies just playing with organs.
And they all have like a lot of like the higher ranking Nazis in film. They always have like this air of superiority that, that most actors play them with, more so for Nazi doctors.
Yes.
It's just like they're a step above.
Uh-huh.
Just, yeah.
They're 100%. The prize. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So, yeah, we have these seriously scary, like, Nazi doctors and scientists, you know, like the people who built Huntsville. And then...
Google that.
Little Von Braun reference. Little Operation Paperclip, if you will.
But he was on our side then.
He was on our side, though.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, if he built these fucking roads in this town, fuck Von Braun.
I mean...
Motherfucker could build a rocket and can't figure out how merging works. Son of a bitch.
Right? You do raise a valid argument. I understand rockets, infrastructure, fucking no clue.
Uh-uh. No, you can drive around in circles in this town and not know what the fuck is wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway,
when I have friends that don't live here that come to visit and I try to, you know, I show them Memorial Parkway.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck is this?
Uh-huh. Doesn't make sense.
I thought rocket scientists designed this town. Yeah. They designed the town, but you know, like the rockets, those work great. Except for the Challenger. Google that. And then there's the roads, like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's different than the rocket. It's insane. So anyways, he finds this one room. This was amazing. This whole setup was amazing. There are people in, like, these bags that make them look like they're, like, in these pods,
yeah.
Right? And just the grimy look of it, that old-looking, like, yellow hose, like those plastic hoses and
fucking
shit.
Gross.
Is that not the
like
just the grossest thing? It's like it's just ancient doctor technology that's super just off-putting, you know? Like so, when you see old instruments that doctors used to use, it's like, oh.
So here is why this scene stuck with me so hard. Because when I had lung surgery, one of the things that they had to do was they broke one of my ribs on my side and they put a chest tube in that went like in my side, like, you know, mid torso all the way up to like basically the top of my lung because my lung was still draining goo from the surgery and shit. Right. And that drained out into like this like looking like briefcase looking thing. Right. And so that stayed in me for like 6 days.
Mm-hmm.
And after the surgery, I was maybe conscious for 7 hours, less than that maybe. They're like, okay, so this is really going to suck, but we do have to get you up and moving. You can't stay just laying flat this whole time. We got to get you up and moving. So I tried my fucking damnedest. I had to have two people help me up.
Mm-hmm.
I get up, and so one hand is clutching my IV bag,
right,
and the other hand is literally holding a briefcase of shit that is draining out of me.
Ugh.
That looked exactly like the shit in this scene.
Oh,
and it fucks
no.
with me so hard because I have that personal connection to it.
Yeah.
So when he sees the bag that's hanging from the ceiling or whatever, and he starts to unzip it and all that just gunk, I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, you're tapping out.
This fucking sucks. Like, my side starts hurting again. I can feel every piece of scar tissue in my lung. And I'm like, God damn it, Overlord.
Mm-hmm. That's rough.
Yeah.
I never had that happen to me. The only thing that I've had was when I was in the hospital was IVs. Like, you know, which that freaks me out anyway because it is something in your body.
Yeah.
Right? And, like, I like, I remember just not feeling, like, figuring out how I could move my arms. But the scariest thing to me would be to have a tube in my body. Or, like people who get surgery, like they have a port or whatever. And I'm just like, that would fuck me up mentally to know that something was in my body. or like I watch those like botched shows, you know, with plastic surgery.
Yeah, yeah.
And you have to drain. They come home with drainage tubes and you have to drain it. And I'm like, if I had that happen to me or a significant other and I had to figure out how to, I mean, that would be a rough one for me to figure out how to navigate.
And me,
I can't imagine.
And me the whole time, all that was going through my head when I had to carry that thing was, I'm like, don't look at it. Don't look at it. Don't look at it. Don't look at it. And of course, I fucking looked at it. Mm-hmm. And there it is. There's just like a fucking hose coming out of the side of me with like shit from my lung gooing its way out. And I'm just like,
gooing.
I'm a fucking throw up right here. And that's going to fucking murder me. I'm just like, I was already weak as fuck from the surgery. And now I just get like even more wobbly kneed.
Yeah.
So again, even the other night, rewatching this movie again, that scene, it still to this day just fucks me up.
Ugh. I can understand. Yeah, that's a rough one. And then to have had that happen as well.
Yeah, right.
God. Well, yeah, these people are in pods and they have all these tubes going into the pods. And then the shit, like there's a vat in the middle of the floor and it's like coming in or coming out. I think it's going in, right? Mm-hmm. I think you learn that it's going into them. And then stuff is dripping out and it's just, there's a process going on we don't understand. But there are people in these pods, in these bags, just in the grossest of gross. So Boyce takes one of the syringes. There's like these syringes laid out, right? And we finally figure out, the viewing audience, that it's basically a zombie serum, right? It's bringing the dead back to life. He sees them poke a guy and he comes back to life. But before that, we get an awesome scene where he hears this talking. It's a woman talking, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's under a sheet. It's a small sheet. And he just pulls it back and it's a fucking head that the only thing attached to it is just the spinal column.
Yeah.
It's literally like Predator grabbed it and ripped it out of the body, but kept the head intact. And it's just a talking.
And the greatest thing about it, practical effect.
Yeah.
One CG. Like most of this movie was done practical effects. They would amp up a few things with some CGI bits here and there. But for the most part, like, that was a lot of makeup. That was a lot of just, like, corn syrup and fucking nastiness.
See, and I didn't know that, but you can tell. It's like, somehow 100%. I knew. Somehow I knew.
There's a different look to it because, it moves naturally. You know? It's just so much better. Fucking practical effects are normally the way to go.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, anyways, we find that. And then he finds one of his boys with another one that's going to be traumatic for you, who has a literal tube in the side of his body.
Yep.
Right there in his stomach, right? And I'm just like, oh my God, we're going to have to pull this out and I can't take it. And it's like, of all the nasty, gross shit, that was the thing I was like, because they pull it. They have to pull. There's like a port thing around it and they have to pull all of it out of him.
Yep. And again, that fucked me up because they had to pull that chest tube out of me when I was awake.
Oh, yeah.
And
that had to be painful.
Still, it was painful. It didn't feel great. And I can still, to this day, hear the sound like a boot stuck in mud.
Oh, it was gurgling, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. Because the doctor was just like, okay, take a deep breath in and then I'm just going to pull. I'm like, and then.
Oh,
from the top of my lung out the side of my rib cage.
Oh, God almighty. Yeah.
So, I understand why, like, certain Cenobite things kind of fuck you up, but, like, this is the shit that this happened to me.
Right.
I'm like, no, I'm out. Because I know how much that sucks.
I want to ask questions, but I'm not going to.
Go on.
I don't want to be traumatic.
It's all good.
How... So you had it in there for 6 days, right?
Is
it
6 days? About 6 days, okay. Yeah.
Does your skin start to attach to it? Like, does it grow? Does it want to latch on to it? Does it, like, is there give when you pull it?
Well, I mean, it wasn't a gentle pull.
Right.
It wasn't, you know.
But it's not like ripping it apart from your skin or your flesh, right?
You're if it did, I didn't feel it. What I still feel is because you're so used to your lungs being your lungs and having nothing in them. And then when there's something in them,
when there's a foreign feeling that you've never felt before, it's just like, it's not necessarily painful, but it's just so fucking foreign. You can't, your body's like, this isn't right. Your mind's like, this is not right. It's not right. It's not right. Something's wrong. Yeah.
Yeah. So like when you eat something with a weird texture that you don't normally eat, you know, like, let's say Jell-O. Jell-O has a certain feel when it goes down your throat. Mm-hmm. Like, imagine that feel, but coming out of your lung.
Which is not a painful thing, but psychologically, that is traumatizing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So it's like, even if the skin was kind of, at that point, starting to try to heal itself, you know, and I don't know if they put something on there to make sure that it didn't.
Right, I'm just curious.
At first... You know, the doctor was like, hey, take a deep breath. And at that point, literally taking a deep breath was almost impossible for me because my lung was just so fucked up.
Right.
So I tried to breathe and I'm like, hang on a second. And they're like, the doctor said right there, he's like, okay, that's it. Like, that's the last hang on a second. The next one is coming out.
Yeah.
So as soon as you take that breath in, it's coming out. I was like, and then.
No. That's traumatizing.
Like a fucking slip and slide coming out of my lung.
God almighty.
Yeah, I still got a pretty wicked scar from it on
I
the...
I feel it right now. There.
Yeah, right?
I don't mean to... Like, I didn't go through it, and I know, but I'm just like, I feel like now I feel it, because you've described it in a way where I feel like I feel it.
I mean, that's fucking body horror right there.
That is body horror. See, I can't take that shit. That's body horror. Uh-huh. That is real body horror. Yep. Oh my God, I hope I never have to have a drain. Oh my God.
And that was worse than when they actually drained my lung. Cause they had to go in with a catheter through my back.
Uh-huh.
And then as soon as you poke your lung, you feel that shit.
Right.
And they're like, oh, your natural instinct once we puncture your lung is going to be to cough. It's okay to cough. But what they don't tell you is that coughing hurts worse than anything has ever hurt in your fucking life.
Well, I
life.
Bet it does. Yeah. You've got a catheter in there and you're,
yeah,
scrunching your lungs.
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
And then that thing coming out, that doesn't feel any good either. Like, just fucking suck. And then these Nazi bastards are doing that shit. And I was like, I fucking know what you're doing, you Nazi son of a bitch.
Oh, overlord.
Overlord.
Jesus Christ. Oh, man. So, anyways, he pulls that port out of that poor man's tummy. And they successfully escape and make it back to the attic, where now they start to question the Nazi commander about the serum. And he's like they've been given a purpose or whatever. And then that French bitch just stabs that motherfucker in the leg. Just,
yeah.
Gah! And I'm like, yeah, I would stab a Nazi if I could.
Yeah.
So, oh, and here I put this note, like the close-ups here where Ford is getting our Nazi commander ready, like stringing him up and like talking to him. A, they're good because like you see him through the arm, and I was like, oh, that's a cool little shot. But like, here's where you really see the Kurt and Wyatt Russell.
Uh-huh.
This is where I finally really saw it. I'm like, it's like if somebody drew Kurt Russell and then just kind of smudged it a little bit.
100%.
But yeah, I could see it.
There are definitely a couple shots in this movie where you're just like, oh yeah, yep.
That's Kurt. I know his daddy.
You're Kurt's boy.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yep. So I started putting Wyatt in my notes, but Ford strings this guy up and starts beating the fucking shit out of this Nazi looking for info about the church. And Boyce can't handle it because he's a sensitive boy. And it's like, fuck off, dude. It's a Nazi.
Yeah.
Like, you should be happy this is happening.
Yeah. Also, it's war.
It's, hey, war.
Hey, war.
Oh, hello. War.
Hello. So, war here.
So he fucks off. And then eventually we devise a plan, though, after and then we get the brass knuckles out and we start beating this bitch,
yeah,
right? So we eventually devise a plan to get in the church. They're going to use the Nazi. We got 60 minutes left until they storm the beach in Normandy. 60 minutes.
We're on the clock.
We have to get rid of this tower in order to be able to storm the beaches. So we're on a clock now, which again, I think we, you and I have talked about that. Now it amps it up. Now I'm even more nervous. I'm like, 60 minutes, but there's only 30 minutes left of the movie. What do we do? So, the Nazi bastard ends up taking one of the guy's guns, kills him. Chase, it was. So Boyce, in a hasty decision, goes, oh, hey, the serum. I got this shit. I saw him turn somebody else back alive. I'm going to just right up in there. And he does. And Chase just pops right back up.
Sure does.
He just wakes up, pops up. And I'm like, oh, shit. And his wound doesn't first of all, it's super crazy how he just pops right back up.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, this ain't gonna be good. And then he just starts pushing on his bullet wound in the middle of his chest. He's like, didn't even hurt.
I believe this might have some adverse side effects.
We're gonna have some repercussions here. And then he's like, he's really thirsty. So he grabs the canteen. He goes to take some water and he crushes the canteen with his hand. And I was like, oh, superhuman strength. I wasn't expecting that with our Nazis. I was like, wow, this is Captain America, the B-side. You know what I mean? Like, this is the trial that went wrong.
Yeah.
Before Stark got a hold of it, you know?
Yeah, this super soldier serum fucked up.
This one is fucked up. They let the Nazis do the bad experiments before they perfected the formula. So then, I don't like this either, but it's like veins. I don't like a vein.
Okay.
Like dudes who are veiny, I can't take it.
Oh, man,
like,
there's a lot of veininess in this movie.
They want, yeah. But it's just like, I can't take seeing a vein pop. Not a jam for me. And then this guy's veins just start popping out everywhere.
Yeah, filled with that fucking goo. Just,
yeah, they look black or whatever.
Yeah.
So that starts happening. He starts like headbutting beams in this attic. His bones are cracking. They're moving around. He's got this superhuman strength. And holy shit, bro, it was amazing. That was a good little transformation.
Yep.
Yeah. So he's got this superhuman strength. Ford pops him. But guess what? He just pops right back up like before.
Yeah.
And the Nazi commander's like, 1,000-year Reich needs 1,000-year soldiers. And I was like, that's logical.
It is.
Like, makes every sense. Villain has a point at some point, and you're like, that makes sense.
How else you gonna do it?
Like I understand why you would make a zombie. So the guy pops back up again. Luckily, Boyce crushes the dude's head. Like, it gets him down and just pop, 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 pop with the butt of his gun.
Like, right before that, when the dude, like, snaps his head back and like, his collarbones pop out. And, his trachea comes out of his fucking... All of that... practical.
That's amazing.
It was makeup and animatronics.
Oh, that's so good.
And it like you said earlier, there was a different look to it. It looked more legit than if it was CGI.
It looked so real.
That was A. Number B, there is so much smashing of the head with the butt of your gun in this movie.
Uh-huh.
Like, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Like, our bullet budget, like, we spent it all on the gore, so we can't shoot as much in this movie. We're going to need to crush skulls with the butts of our guns.
Rewrite.
Yeah.
Rewrite. Yeah. That was amazing. Yeah. Oh, no. We get a lot of the butt of the gun in the head for sure. So that happens. Eventually, our Nazi commander, before we can get our plan going, steals the little brother. And after some firefight, gets a shell like... I thought it was in the neck, but it like blows off half of his face. It like blows off half of his jaw, right? Yep. And they take off to the church. Boyce, I put the bleeding heart of the group, convinces Ford to go get in the church because they could blow it from the outside. But what they're going to do is they're going to go into the church. They're going to grab the boy and then they're going to set up the explosives in the church is what they're going to do.
Yep.
So that's the plan now. So the Nazi commander, he has the kid. He runs into the lab and he injects himself with the serum.
Like five needles.
Two, but five.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Two, I mean, round up.
Yeah.
Carry the 10. It's five. So he injects himself five times with the serum, which had never been done on a living patient.
Before. Yeah, because they're usually injecting all this into dead people.
Into dead people, right? So he does this and he straight up hulks out.
Yeah.
The amount of human growling I appreciate in this movie. It's just like a lot of roar, like, like, I imagine that's how it should sound when you're transforming into a zombie.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And then he finally turns around to reveal his face, and it looks amazing. His blown off fucking half a face.
Yeah, he's got this just giant hole in his cheek. Just you can hanging. See all his teeth all the way back to the molars.
Yeah, skin's just hanging. It's shredded. Oh, it looks so good. And that menacing smile with only half a face. It's so good.
And his hair still very much in place.
It is. It is.
That was a nice touch.
That was the first thing they did was they made a gel.
Yeah, that pomade is fucking woo. I mean, say what you will, Nazis, horrible people, but goddamn, could they make a pomade?
They selling that shit at Sephora. So.
German for pomade.
So.
Don't Google that.
Don't Google it. So they use the French girl. I think her name's Chloe. I never get their names till at the end of the movie. Then I forget it by the time we start talking about it. So I think her name was Chloe. They use her to lure a Nazi soldier and strap him with explosives. And they strap him to the, what's that thing called? Motorcycle.
Yes.
And then they just push him in there. He drives in. And by the time they figure out what's going on, there's a big ass boom. So we have the boom. We have a bunch of gunfire for only two dudes who are outside of this church, right?
They're holding it down.
I know. It's like they're trained well, and I appreciate it. So our other three go in through the drainage pipe that Boyce used to escape from the first time. And we get the tower rigged with explosives, a timer for 18 minutes because the boys land in 20. I'm like, could we not just do it in 10? Could we not just do it in 15? So... let's see. Chloe gets a soldier to lead her to her brother. It is not her brother. It's just a half a man. It's just that nice, yummy torso.
Yum, yum.
Yum, yum. So we find that, and it just devours the soldier, right? They run away, and it just yanks the soldier in.
Yeah, pulls him right back into the cell with him.
Pulls him in. So we find the little brother eventually, and Boyce is going to stay behind to finish this because he knows what's up in this lab, right? While Chloe gets attacked by quite the gooey mutant. Is that just from a different container? Like, is that the one that got attacked and then turned into a zombie?
It was just a random experiment. One. Yeah.
Just another experiment, right? And she cannot get rid of this gooey-ass mutant. And so eventually she has to flamethrow that bitch.
As one does.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I love a flamethrower.
Right?
I'm going to throw that out there.
Yeah.
Love a flamethrower.
It's a good way to exterminate somebody.
Yeah.
I like it. So she flamethrows him. They escape. The boy escapes first. And our loudmouth soldier gets shot trying to save him. And I was so bummed.
Because at this point, you like him.
At this point, you like him. He's quit running his mouth. He's more calm now. He's actually contributing to the group in a good way.
Yep.
And the boy's super attached to him throughout the whole movie, which is a nice little fun, a little bit of light in this dark movie, right? So I was like, oh, damn it. But luckily, he doesn't die. And then Ford is setting up explosive. He's encountered by the superhuman Nazi with our fucked up face. And let's see. Boyce, in the meantime, is encountered by the Nazi doctor, and Boyce kills the doctor. Unfortunate. R.I.P.
Fucks
no
him
more
up.
Fucks him up. No more Nazi doctors. So Ford, while he's like battling the superhuman zombie, he gets put on a hook. That's a rough one. That's unsettling.
Like from the chest.
Yeah.
Like, ugh.
Yeah, that's a rough one. So he's like lifted up, he's put on this hook, and the Nazi starts beating the fucking shit out of him, dude. Just going to town.
Yeah, everything that Ford did to him earlier, he's now returning the favor, but he's got mutant Nazi strength.
Exactly. Like at one point, Ford said, I'm going to win this one, or I'm going to win. And then the Nazi's like, but now I'm going to win. You know, I'm like, ah, shit. So... let's see. And then he starts revealing the secret of the serum. So here's the deal with the serum. It's been under the ground, right, for a very long time in this area, but it had to be refined by a human body to be able to work. Mm-hmm. So that's what they're doing. They're coming out of this pit, which I think is what's in the La Brea tar pit. It's being funneled up into a human body, the body in the bag, and then it's coming out as the serum. It's being refined through the body. So it's like the waste of the body is the serum. It's like, yeah, it's gross.
Gooey.
Gross and gooey and nasty.
Yeah. Just so, like, sloppy is the word for this movie. It's not a sloppy movie in the sense of, like, poor script, bad acting. It's sloppy in the sense that there's just so much fucking goo.
Yes, exactly. And also, I love the presence of such a barbaric refining system in a medical laboratory.
Right?
Like, this is our lab and we're put together, but this is how we have to make this goop.
Just so crude.
Yes, it is. It's so crude. So eventually, Ford gets himself off the hook because he's got that Kurt Russell strength. And then he injects himself with the serum. I was like, oh, good move. Didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
And then he shoves a rod through the Nazi's chest like you should every time.
That's, yep.
Then the superhumans fight, right?
Because you can't in good conscience have a dude fight a Nazi zombie. You got to have a mutant dude fight a Nazi mutant dude.
Exactly. Yes, it was great. I felt like an Archer, was it Krieger, that wanted to see the
yeah,
the fucking things, the Terminators battle or whatever. Yep. Wasn't that what it was? That's what I was like. I was like, fight, superhuman, fight. So eventually they fight, and luckily they blow up the Nazi commander. They get a tank there. They shoot the tank. Boom, he's gone. Right?
Yeah, they end up tossing him in the pit.
Yes. Ooh, and that gross-ass pit, whatever it is. And Ford is going to go down with the ship because he's one of those things. And I love this, and I thought this is a great touch because it's true. He was like, nobody should have their hands on this shit.
Mm-hmm.
The Americans shouldn't be in charge of a zombie-making serum for soldiers.
No.
So he's like, nobody's going to know about this. I'm staying here. And I'm like, he ain't wrong.
Not.
So he blows up the lab. Boyce has to go out and blow up the tower part. And then boom, boom, boom. We got explosions anywhere, everywhere. And he's running, sets the timer in the tower. And he has to make it out of this crumbling building, which looked really good.
Such a great shot.
Give me a chase like that.
Yeah. Scared.
It's just, it's anxiety ridden every time.
Camera basically planted in front of Boyce as he's running. The camera keeps moving backwards as Boyce keep moving forward. And all you see in the background is just shit blowing up.
Uh-huh.
He finally gets outside just as the tower starts to crumble.
Which in that explosion pushes him forward,
yeah,
you know?
Just an amazing shot. Amazing sequence.
Super good sequence of that. And then we get calm and aren't they back corralled now and listening to the radio after that happens?
They're back on like the makeshift camp.
Exactly.
They got like triage going on.
Yeah.
They're healing or, you know, treating the wounds and everything.
Right. And then Boyce kind of walks up kind of shell-shocked. But as he walks up, we get this radio transmission of D-Day. It has happened.
Yep.
Our boys storm the beach. Right. So then eventually the last part of it is that Boyce is questioned why the explosives were set underground as well as the tower. There wasn't any need for that. And kind of like, you know, we've heard some grumblings and mumblings about some things maybe. Was there anything down there? Anything worth digging? And Boyce says, nope.
No.
And the soldier doesn't pursue it, and he just lets it go. And so now our boys are sent to C Company. I don't know what that means, but that's the end of the movie.
Another troop, like a platoon.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know exactly what it means.
All good.
But that's the end of the movie.
I did like that little kind of like stinger there. He's like, hey, wait a second. Was there anything under there?
Right.
Like, okay, motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
Now we know that you know.
Right. But he left it alone. And so I'm like, did he understand that his duty was to ask? But he knows.
But this, you know, the seed was planted, you
right.
know, it's like, okay, so now we can potentially build on a sequel.
That's
or we could do
true.
Something else, you know?
Yeah.
So
maybe he went back and dug it up.
I like that. I will say this. I am so glad they didn't fucking do this because when J.J. Abrams got attached as producer, they were going to make this a part of the Cloverfield universe.
Oh, I watched that. Didn't I see that?
Well, there was like Cloverfield, and then there was 10 Cloverfield Lane, and then they had the Cloverfield Paradox, which...
Oh, okay. I didn't know Cloverfield was a whole world.
It's not really.
Oh.
Because like Cloverfield was its own thing.
That's a movie with John Goodman in it, wasn't it?
10 Cloverfield Lane is the one with John Goodman.
Okay.
So Cloverfield is the one, it's that found footage monster movie, like the monster invasion movie, Monster Attacks New York.
Right.
And it, yeah, it like,
yeah,
you
I
get like two shots
it.
Of the monster in the whole fucking thing.
Right.
And then 10 Cloverfield Lane was originally like a completely different movie. And then J.J. Abrams got attached. He's like, we should make this a Cloverfield one. So they put a little stinger on the end of it. Spoilers if you haven't seen this one. Because the whole movie is John Goodman and these two other people.
Yeah, I saw that one in the theater. Okay. I paid to watch that movie.
Okay, so that little twist ending at the end with the aliens.
Yeah.
That was J.J. Abrams, like, because this is now the Cloverfield universe.
I was so mad at that.
Yeah, it was supposed to be something completely different.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, a couple years ago on the Super Bowl, like, one of the ads was for... The Cloverfield Paradox, which was the third movie in the Cloverfield universe, and it dropped on Netflix that night, like after the Super Bowl. You could then go to Netflix and watch The Cloverfield Paradox, which was fucking awful. Not a great movie at all. And then like in the last 2 seconds of that one, the Cloverfield monster pops up and you're like, oh, okay, there's the bullshit connection.
Well, how are we going to tie them all together? What?
That's just it. They're
not going to merge at all. They're just going to have a 2 second clip of the same monster.
Well, yeah, that's what they were trying to do. Like, you know, because everyone wants a shared universe now because of Marvel.
Ugh.
And then so when J.J. Abrams got attached to this, he was going to, you know, make it a Cloverfield flick. And I'm so glad they didn't fucking do that because this movie fucking slaps.
Mm-hmm. You don't need anything more than what we got. Those are the only monsters we need.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Sons of bitches.
But yeah, great ass movie.
Put some fucking stars on it.
I'm gonna give it a 4.25.
That's what's up.
That was a fun, it was an awesome movie. It was fun to watch. And like I said, I literally couldn't stop. I was like, I can't, there's no way I can stop it. I was super interested in it. I loved how they approached it. It did not have a dull moment. At all.
Leanne, why are you late to work today? Overlord, motherfucker.
I was making some pork chops. And the meat went bad.
Jeffrey, it smells like a dead raccoon's ass in here.
I forgot to plug in my freezer. Got a bunch of meat. Went bad.
yes, I'll bump it up just a little bit more. I give this one a 4.5.
It's worthy of that.
It's a 4.5 for me.
It's worthy
just
of
just
that.
Because it's one of those movies you go in with such low expectations, and when you get what you get and you're so fucking thrilled and happy with it, and it still holds up on repeat viewings. This is legit one of those movies I can turn on and have on in the background. And like tune in and like, oh, this part fucking rules.
Mm-hmm.
Or I can just sit down and fucking watch it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Same.
Yeah.
Samesies.
Yeah.
Good pick.
Thank you.
Good pick.
Thank you. Glad you dug it.
I thought it was going to be, you know what? Honestly, when I started, I thought it was going to be a cheaper look to it than what it was. So I was pleasantly surprised.
Right on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I did also like too, well, one thing I didn't like about the movies, when they cut to credits, they give you like a fucking rap song. Which I thought kind of took it out of it. But what made it great was the credits were like those old 1940s newsreels.
Yes.
I'm like, okay.
I'm glad you mentioned it because I wanted to mention that too. That was very good.
I did like that part. The rap song I could have done without. Not because I don't like rap. I love rap. I just thought
it was way too out of it.
It was, yeah. It was the wrong song for the movie that we just saw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed.
But overall, a fucking another banger.
Yeah. Good job, Jack Spade. Good pick.
Thanks.
Yeah.
So next week, here's what I'm thinking.
What are you thinking?
We've done it once this month. Why not watch another movie that neither one of us have seen?
Oh, shit. What are you doing?
It just came out. Well, as of this recording, it hasn't come out yet. But by the time this drops, it will have come out. I know I am a big fan of Michael Myers. I know you are a big fan of Michael Myers. In fact,
he's my boy.
I want to say, I think the first movie we ever saw in theaters when we started to become real friends and not just work friends was Halloween.
Did we go see that together?
We did.
Okay.
We went to that like opening night.
That's right. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. I totally forgot that little piece of Jack and Leanne history. Mm-hmm.
So let's close out the trilogy.
Oh my God.
As real friends who now host an award-winning podcast listened to by 13 people across the world.
Yeah.
Let's watch and review and hopefully not be disappointed by.
Oh my God, I can't take another trilogy that goes bad.
Halloween Ends.
Yeah. Yes, let's do it. Oh, that's our boy. I hope they do him right. I hope they do right by Michael. This murdering entity, I hope they do right by him.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep.
I really hope
they
do.
You've liked the other two movies, correct?
I liked Halloween. I was lukewarm on Halloween Kills.
Okay.
It had moments, and then it had a lot of shit I didn't like.
Mm-hmm. I was so tired of the bar shit with the people and them being ridiculous and Tommy and the bat and all that fucking shit.
I'm like,
I love the ending of it though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, I get what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Like I get the whole, like you're commenting on the country's mob mentality and like,
but we're spending too much time with it. It's just too long with it. We're being way too dramatic about it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Evil never dies. I get it. You turn everything into a talking point. I get it. That's what we do in this country. Like, we don't need that in our fucking Michael Myers
movie.
Please
stop preaching to us and just start stabbing.
Could you please just stab a motherfucker?
Could you just stab him and rig him up at a playground? Because I like that shit.
That was great.
That was fucking great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Agreed.
So we'll see how they do with Halloween Ends next week. Here on Huntsville Home Video. And then after that, only one episode left because as we've talked about, Halloween this year is on a Monday.
Wild.
When we'll drop a new episode. So we'll have one more movie after that. Mm. Maybe some other tricks and treats for you. I don't know.
We might have.
Or maybe I do know.
Ooh.
You're just going to have to bite into that apple and find out what's in it. Could be the sweet, delicious Granny Smith apple, or it might be a razor blade. You don't know.
Mm-mm. But part of the fun is finding out.
That's right. Yep.
Yep.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But you're going to have to wait another week to find what happens on Halloween. Next week, we'll watch Halloween. We're not going to watch Halloween on Halloween. That would be too fucking on brand. Actually, I think it's on brand that we watch Halloween not on
Halloween. The week before, really, honestly. Yeah.
I mean, if it was really on brand, it would be like 2 weeks after. Because you'd be like, oh, hey, we forgot about Halloween.
We would literally watch it in December.
Right. On December 25th.
Because we talked about it, and then we forgot about it, and then somebody reminds us.
Yep.
Yep.
That's how we do here at Huntsville Home Video. If you want to find out what else we got going on during the week, if you want to be reminded of all of the shenanigans that you've had here today, the fun, the gooey hilarity that you've experienced, you can follow us on all of our social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok at
HSV Home Video.
And also be sure to give us a follow to our show sponsor, Underboss Photography. Michael just got back from the Maldives, throwing up some of those fucking wicked vacation photos.
I got super FOMO, as the kids say.
Oh my God.
Did you not just look at those pictures of the ocean and then just be like, oh.
I was more in it for his food picks.
Ah.
Because me and the ocean, not friends.
That's right. You don't like the water.
Love food.
Yeah.
That shit looked amazing.
I don't discriminate. I like both.
There you go. And if you maybe would like some of these photos for your wall, maybe you too have been to the Maldives, or you just like scenery, amazing photos that you can check out at Underboss _ photography.
It's like a badly written ad. Uh-huh. If you just like scenery.
Yeah. I mean, put it on your wall. It's a conversation piece. Oh, where is this? I don't know.
Somewhere I ain't ever been. Yeah. Somebody else took it.
Why do you have it? I don't know. Something about hopes and dreams or some shit. Put a motivational quote underneath it.
Yeah. I mentioned flamingos once. The guy thinks I like them.
Keep hanging in there. Like fucking Underboss _ photography. Give Michael a follow. And until next week, my friends, be kind and rewind. I wonder how you say gooey Nazi movie in German. Or is Jeffrey Dahmer?
No, I'm tickled. I can't do it. Well, I put him, I took him to my apartment and and I was fixing pork chops. And then I put on the movie. It was a gooey movie, kind of full of Nazis. And I like that.